would put it out over the radio. And Jose, I didn't send that email to you. I never thought of it, I guess. So I'll see if I can remember to do that this afternoon. Let's get Jay in here. K2YUB, Q1LAS.
All right, Louise. You have a good day. Let me see what else I've got here. I got to identify K2YUB here. First of all, Herb, wish you a very happy anniversary. Let's see. Bruce's radio sounded pretty good here. I'm having a lot of trouble with QRM this morning. There's 2KC up, but they're clobbering my radio. And nothing else to turn on. GU's audio is not very penetrating. It's muffled. I'm having trouble understanding it, so we'll leave it at that. I'm having trouble understanding everybody now with the QRM piling in. So, that's it from here. We'll see you all later, and I guess I'll turn it back to you, Louise. K1LAS, K2YUB.
I do hear that QRM now, Jay. I do hear it. Yeah, both Jim and Bruce, you're about between a 5 and a 10 over, and both of you are normally 20 over. So, that's the story on that. Any other check-ins? Good morning, Charlie. Anyone else?
Morning to you. I guess Jim is going to take over for you. Have a good morning, over.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he got you right down. Was anyone else here?
Kilo 2, Echo Delta Whiskey.
Oh, good morning to you, Ed. Kilo 2, Echo Delta Whiskey. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a massive. Nice morning here in Western New York. 34 degrees. A little bit overcast, and just was tuning around. Want to say good morning. Back to Net Control, K1LAS, K2EDW.
Okay, Ed, fine. Nice to have you checking in again. Jim DU is going to take over the net for me because I have to leave. But if you care to stick around, I'm sure he will pick you up again at the end of the list. A really long one, so good luck on getting out of here at 9 o'clock this morning, Jim. Anyone else? W1DU, are you all set? Go ahead.
Always ready, Louise. Go ahead.
Okay. It's all yours. You can call in, Bob. Thank you. Bye-bye. K1LAS.
Very good, Louise. Good day. Good luck. K1LAS at W1DU.
Okay, Bob, why don't you kick off the second round? Go ahead.
Okay, Jim. Your signal is down this morning quite a bit over here.
We did copy.
Are we on? Yeah, I guess we are. I'm having trouble with this one pedal. W1DU and the net, WAYY. Okay, a couple of quick comments about Saul. A couple of stories in our story. You're right, Jose. He did have his own computer company, actually. They actually manufactured computers. They were about a mile or two down the street from me. They were still in Newton before the Needham line, but they were on Highland Ave. You're right about that. Actually on Needham Street, not Highland Ave. Needham Street, before Highland Ave. As I said, before the boredom. And I remember talking to him on the radio one time on the local repeater. He said, "Hey, Bob, how would you like to come down and see my operation down here?" And I said, "Hey, great, yeah, I'll do that. So come on down now." So I went down, and he showed me through his complete setup down there. He had an actual factory. They were manufacturing computers at various stations, assembly stations, and he said, "At this station, we're putting in this component, and this station, we're putting in the motherboards, and this station, we're assembling the cabinets, and blah, 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 and so forth." I totally found it fascinating, and at the end, he said, "Now, this computer here, which was all put together and working," he said, "what this one does is that this one fixes the mistakes if there's any problems in any of the computers. When they're done, if they don't work, we connect it to this computer, and this computer finds the problem." I guess it was an early version of something that debugs the programs, I guess. So it was quite fascinating. I'm not sure how long he actually operated that company, but I remember when he sold it. So, and he owned the building as well as the company, of course. So he sold the building and the company, and or disbanded the company, I don't remember. And then he started a very jobs with other companies as consultant and so forth. And as we all remember, for quite a while, he was working and living over in Russia. And then he finally came back to the States. And he was in Wayland. You're right about that also, Jose. That's where he lived when we all first met him. And another story I have about him was when he was in Wayland, my nephew had a problem with, I think it was a car radio, an AM-FM radio, and I think it only worked on one band, not, I guess the FM portion didn't work or something or other, something like that. And I happened to mention it to Saul, but my nephew had given it to me to look at. I didn't really know much about it and wasn't much I could do for him. Saul said, bring it out to my house and I'll take a look at it for you. And he did. And he hooked it up to his oscilloscope and found a problem, traced it to a switching diode of some sort, and replaced the diode, and the thing worked perfectly. And I remember kidding with him afterwards after I thanked him, and I said, you know, Saul, you could get a job in as a technician in a radio shop. You could probably make $200 a week. And he laughed. He was probably worth about $2 million at the time, or close to it, but he had a good sense of humor as well. So that's my stories about him, but I knew him for years and years. And in fact, when I was on the road for the music company, and one of my weekly routes was to Cape Cod, oftentimes I would hook up with him and we'd have lunch together while I was down in business in that area. Okay, with that, Tony, before I turn it over to you, after the net, if you want, I'll give you a call. And if you want to make a quick test on the repeater this morning, I can do that with you. So on a quick break, you want to do that, Tony?
No, it's not necessary, Bob. It's okay. And if not, I'm way too full tonight. It's okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Bob. And, well, what the heck I was going to mention to you. But, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got the email from Frank Ventura there. And he said that I guess we're going to cancel the Zola meeting. Did you get your email on that because of the Zola coronavirus?
Yes, I did, Tony. I got that email. Okay, I'm going to say 7-3 to all. Move it over to you, Tony. And we'll say 7-3. Look forward to talking about it tomorrow morning. Okay, 1-CEI in the net, WA1UAY.
Okay, Bob, very good. Fine business, Bob. Thank you very much. WA1UAY, K1-CEI, and okay all around there. By golly, yeah, it is a lot here on the net here and so forth. But just quickly, I'll go through it there. And Jim, thanks for picking up the net for Louise there. That's great. Nice of you to be here on that. And also, Bruce, the radio sounds great. That's really nice radio. I know a very good friend of mine that has one, and he's very happy with it also. So hopefully you'll have good many years of good Q-shows there with us, Bruce. Sounds really nice and smooth, and just like you as well. Also, with your character of your voice. And Herb, a very, very happy anniversary, my friend. They are very good. Enjoy your dinner tonight with June, and keep on going, man. Just keep on swimming. And Ken, also about your mom, fine business there. It's good that she's doing well and maybe be coming home soon. That'd be great. We'd like to see that. And I guess Louise is gone. I was going to say I got her email. And that's about it over here. So we'll wrap it up. We'll say 7-3. And I'll give it over to Paul once again. And one IOM, K1C, keep smiling, buddy.
Yeah, okay, Tony. Likewise. And one IOM here. Yeah, very good. Not much more to add here. A lot of stations here. Bruce, the radio sounds great. 7300. And I just wonder if you're using the little hair mic or you got something a little more, bigger or whatever. But the hair mics on those, if they're set up, I guess, with your bass and treble, they're pretty good radio. Great little radio. Not pricey either. So that's it from here. 7-3. I don't know. It's not you, Jim. It's either Ron or Bruce. I don't know whoever grabs it, whoever wants to pick it up, whoever's here. N1IOM.
Yeah, okay, fine, Paul. Okay, I just pick it up for a few quick comments for Bruce. Bruce, the 7300 sounds good. Problem with the power cord, I've worked on a couple of those ICOMs, and the pins in the the radio, they make lousy connections. Sometimes they arc and they end up replacing pins, but that's probably not the case of your radio, but it is kind of a weak point in the radio, I believe. And Ken, I put the transmit equalizer in. I'm not sure how to get that. I'm not sure I came up with these settings. On my AM stuff, I spent a long time getting equalization all set right, but I just have some random equalization I plugged in here, so we'll see how that sounds. Maybe it probably sounds different. I don't know if it sounds any better or not. Okay, over to you, Bruce. WNTIS, W1DU.
Yeah, W1DU, W1TIS. Very good. Well, thank you all for your comments about this radio. I appreciate it. And Jim, yeah, I'll be sure to check the pins on the connector on the radio itself on the 7410. So we'll see what's going on there. And interesting stories about Saul, Bob and Jose. I didn't know he had his own computer company. That's really interesting. I remember him living in Italy for years. I didn't know he lived in Russia as well. So he had quite a professional background there. So I'm getting late here, and I got to get my day started, so I'll make this quick. Good to hear everybody. Nice, strong signals. And I am, Louise, well, you're gone, but a comment about me being considerably weaker. I don't have the amplifier on, so that's the cause of that. Good morning to all. AG1W, W1GIS.
If you're still on the phone, Dave, take it.
Okay, I didn't know Ron was gone. There a couple of comments. Herb, I said maybe he just walked away to the restaurant, but I don't know, it's up to you with the violence around. Maybe you could, if you want to delay it, I don't know. Anyway, have a good day there. Let's see, Saul, I didn't know he had a computer company. You don't have to do it now, Bob, but sometime I'd like to explain, I'd like you to tell me what computer company it was, because some of the computer companies didn't make it. Eventually it turned out to be IBM and Apple. Microsoft, Windows, and Apple were the two main ones that ended up, but a lot of them appreciated that. Okay, that's the story from here. So, let's see now. I guess it goes over to you, Herb, once more. W1TLI,
W8JBY. Okay, Dave, thanks. W8JBY, and then it's W1TLI. And thanks again for the
anniversary good wishes. I didn't know that about Saul either. And I didn't know he was in Russia, and now Bruce says he was in Italy as well.
He got around. I forgot to give you the weather here. It's also 30 degrees.
It's snowing. Isn't that nice? It's snowing. I think we'll go
out this morning and do a little bit of shopping. Not too much. Let's see. I don't have anything more here.
And Alden said he's just listening and then didn't want to come back on. So over to Ken.
W1KAWWA1CY. And good news about your mother there, Ken. I forgot to mention that. Sorry about that. I'm glad to hear she's doing better. W1KAWWA1CY.
WA1TLI in the net, W1KAW returning fine business. Well, thank you all for your well wishes on Mom there. Yep, she's, like I said, she's doing well and she's really champing at the bit. She wants to get home. So that's a good sign. Jim, W1DU. The audio did change a little bit. There's less of the highs in it that there was on the first round. Very good. Sounds okay. I like to hear a little bit more highs in it.
It sounds a little more natural.
Very good. And Bruce, W1GIS, I should have mentioned it first time around, but it slipped my mind. I won't let it slip at this time. Your 7300 sounds good. Your signal is an S9. You're usually an S9 plus 5, so there's not a whole heck of a lot of difference to this station with and without the amplifier. just so you know, for whatever that's worth. Very good. Let's see. Other than that, we really don't have anything else to add to this conversation, so we will wrap it up here. It was very good chatting with each and every one of you, and we look forward to doing it again in the morning tomorrow. Everyone, have a very good and safe day today on 7-3 all the way around. And with that, I'm going to send it right over to you, Jose. WB1FQW, this is W1KAW.
W1KW in the group, WB1FQW, thank you, Ken. Nice to hear that your mom is feeling up to leave in the hospital. I do not blame her, I can relate to that. The shorter I stay in those places, the happier I am. Nothing much, I think it's almost time, so I'm going to make it quick. Nice to be here. I may not be here on Saturday. Jim, I did not get your email, but I'm getting emails from everybody. You know, banks, insurance companies, all over the place. And everybody says similar. All right, take care, everyone, and good over to you. WA1VNO in the group, WB1FQW.
Yeah, very good, Jose. 73, you have a good day, and I'm sure you'll be working all weekend. Heavens to mercy. WB1FQW in the group, WA1VNO. Interesting all the way around. Jim, Ken indicated, you did something with your audio, and it sounds much better. You must have raised the audio level just a little bit, because it sounds very good. And curious, I think you indicated that you and your wife are going on a cruise. And I'm wondering if you're having second thoughts about that. Because once you get on one of those boats, if in fact you are, you may never get off it for at least a couple weeks. But maybe that's your plan. I don't know. Okay, 7-3 Saul. And interesting stories about Saul. He is a very interesting guy, to say the least. Okay, with that, Charlie, on to you. Good to hear you. WA1ZDA in the group, WA1ZNO.
WA1VNO, WA1ZDA, and all aboard, and all remain aboard. Good morning to all, and time is running short. Hope everybody has a great day. We do have sun up here, it is cooler than yesterday. And I guess we've got stuff coming. So other than that, not too awfully much. Busy outside with breaking a couple days. So anyway, have a good day. Back to net, I suspect. WA1ZDA.
Yeah, wait a second, K2EDW, Ed, should you make a transmission over? I guess he's gone. Just a couple of comments. One on Jim, the cruise, we canceled the cruise and we got our credit toward another cruise. We're supposed to go to the Canary Islands in about 3 weeks, and that we have to go through London, have to go through Barcelona and airports and all like that, so we decided not to do it. And the insurance company was good enough to give us a credit back on the insurance, too. And had a comment. Oh, Ken, I also boosted up the highs a little bit more. So, Ken, do you have any comments over?
It sounds very, very good right now. I wouldn't touch it. It sounds very good. There's plenty of highs in there. Your voice sounds very natural. Back to you, Jim.
Yeah, it sounds good, Jim.
Real good, thanks, Jim. I've boosted up the highs quite a bit. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Very good. Thanks a lot. Any further comments or additional check-ins? Call now. Go ahead. Nice and quiet out there. Okay, very good. Well, we need to be pleased. Everybody was prompt. We finished in time, and we'll conclude the net at this time. This is Whiskey 1 Delta Uniform, net control for the W1LJO Memorial Net. 7-3 Stall, we'll catch you on next time. W1D, you're clear, 7-3.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. WB1FQW, you're clear. 7-3 is all around.
7-3.
Fine business. Jim, to you and all, have a very good day, and 7-3 W1KAW. Thank you.
thing, if your phone's just sitting there, something pops up, it's usually because you get notifications on. But as far as sitting there with nothing else running, that's kind of strange. I'd like to know more about that. Okay, standing by for any pre-check-ins, and we'll go radio silent for a little bit.
Whiskey 3, Lima, Sugar Whiskey.
Oh, W3LSW, welcome aboard, Glenn. I'll put you in the log. Any other check-ins? Okay, I don't know what that was. It was something on the side there. Good morning, Glenn. Welcome aboard. Good to hear your voice on the radio. Missed you at the meeting last night. Wondered if everything was okay. Stand by for more check-ins, any pre-check-ins on the Cuckoo Lake Amateur Radio Association weekday net here. Anybody and everybody invited to the check-in and say good morning. And the first thing we normally do is we go around and we introduce ourselves a little bit. Give a little weather report or temperature or whatever you want to do, real quick-like, and then we go all the way around the table, and then we start. So, standing by for any pre-check-ins.
I'm sorry I don't have my FDR up and running, or I could pop over to see what's going on. I'm wondering if it's, you know, first thing crossed by it was somebody trying to check in and do our nap.
Yeah, I wondered if they were off frequency or something. Don't know. Standing by for any pre-check-ins. Please check in now.
I got 9 o'clock, Gary.
Anyway, thanks for the reminder, Rick, and my computer just told me 9:01. Well, we allowed a little more time there. Well, good morning to everybody. This is KC2YTD here. Name's Gary, located in Dansville, New York, about 57 miles south of Rochester, New York, in the Finger Lakes region, and I'm running a Icon 718 DSP barefoot into 100 watts into an AH4 Icon remote tuner into a window line into 450 ohms with a ladder line into an 80 meter dipole. And I think the temperature is around 40 degrees. I looked at that earlier, and I got 40 degrees in Dansville. Well, we'll pass it on over to W3LSW. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, well, I'm over in the hills of Bath. And I'm bringing QRP power and into a antenna about 55 feet in the air, inverted V. And anyway, I haven't done anything to the radio, so I don't know. I don't use it on phone. I'm never on phone, so I figure I'd check in here and find out if I can get a mailing on the newsletter and in the minutes and what have you. I think I don't get out to the library, and I just can't get to the library or nothing anymore. And Christy and I have been down-checked, so I don't think anybody wanted to get to our check or whatever we got, so I'm just kicking back, and I guess I'll pass it off to Rick, W3LSW.
W3LSW, W2RMT. Well, Glenn, this is, I think, the first time that you and I have been on the net since we started. I know you've been on a few times, and I think those were days when I wasn't on, so this is a good day.
Yes, I'm actually a short time today.
So anyways, my name is Rick, Romeo, India Charlie Kilo. I'm located south of Rochester, almost to the Pennsylvania border. And it's 43 degrees out, and I haven't seen any wind at all, and no gusts in the past hour. So maybe I will get out the spud gun and walk around back and shoot a line over one of my trees that I've been thinking about doing. Today would be a good day. So other than that, let's see, I'm running about 100 watts into an 80-meter dipole. And on a Kenwood TS590SG. So let's see. I think that's all of my introductions that I normally do. So I'll pass this over to KC2YTD and the group W2RMT.
Okay, pausing for check-ins there a little bit. Yep. I'm sorry to hear that you guys have not feeling well or got a bug or something again. My goodness, I thought you just got through with that. My goodness gracious. It's too bad you can't get down to the library and such. Briefly, as far as the minutes are concerned, I don't have the read in front of me, Glenn, but I would be glad to go over it a little bit. Let's see. I'm trying to remember some of the key points. One of the key points that came out of the meeting was that the boat regatta that we usually do down in Hammondsport on Mosquito Lake, they've officially canceled that. They're not going to have that anymore as far as needing our services. There's a backstory on it that maybe it had something to do with the boat blowing up and the insurance company or something of that effect, but I'm not sure if that totally the whole story, but that's what Joel reported, so I imagine it might be. So anyway, I'm rambling on here. That was one of the key things. No boat regatta this year, so we have an open date in July. We don't have to do anything on that normally that weekend, which turns out sometimes to be the same weekend as the air show at Geneseo. So that was one key thing out of the meeting. We talked about inventory, getting everything inventoried and documented. That the club owns. We talked about other things. I'm trying to think now. Just off the top of my head, maybe Rick can think of something. Rick listened through remotely, a remote video we did on Skype, a video program that you can do video and sound over the internet. And Rick was at home, so he was there, but he wasn't there in person. So, anyway, that's the scoop so far. And as I think of more things as they go along here, I'll mention it to you, Glenn, for sure. Okay, so we'll pass this back over to Rick, and because I know Rick's a short time, and he's got to skedaddle, get down there and pump some iron down to the YMCA. Back over to Rick, W2RMT, KC2YTD.
All right, KC2YTD, W2RMT in the group. Yeah, we're going down for our orientation, and my wife's had to take my granddaughter to the dentist today, and that's in Wellsville. Couldn't be any more the opposite direction, I don't think. So So hopefully when she's going to be back in time, they left quite a while ago. So I think she had an 8 o'clock dentist appointment. So my wife's hoping to be able to meet me there and sign up for her free membership as well and go through the orientation today with me. So, and then I think we got to do a little grocery shopping on there. So, jeepers, I'm out 2 days in a row, and I drove the truck yesterday, and I'm driving the truck today. So, get a little bit of running time on that buggy. That's for sure. So, other than that, you know, not too much. Gary, you hit the high points. The meeting was pretty short last night. Of course, Joel went over the 2-meter. I can't think of the correct name in there, but the 2-meter FM simplex challenge or event or whatever it is. I'm sure you've probably written it enough times to remember it. So he did a nice presentation of that. By the way, Gary, the presentation looked great on the webcam. It was much better than we'd seen before. So that was good. I think each time we get a little bit better in terms of setting that remote thing up. So, but I haven't got too much else to say, and so I think I'm going to say 73 and listen out for a few minutes, and then I got to take off. So hopefully I'll be back on for the whole time tomorrow. So Glenn 73, Gary 73, and we'll catch you tomorrow. W2RMT, we're clear and listening out.
Okay, Rick, fine business. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. We have that 2-meter phone FM challenge simplex only challenge like we had last year. There were a few key points that Joe made. Of course, it's been shortened up. It ends at 3 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 5 o'clock. Shortened up the time. I guess if I remember right, it's from noon to 3. And so that would be good for you to know, too. And the date is May 9th. Good. May 9th. The weekend before, let's see. Is it the weekend before the hamvention? I was thinking there might be another weekend between there. But anyway, that's the scoop on that part. One of the things that that I brought up at the board meeting that's important maybe to you is that I'm going to be resurrecting the Tuesday night roundtable, and I'm going to be the official net control person for it, and rather than having it be no net control at all. And then what we'll do is eventually we'll get some volunteers that want to get on there and be net control. But the way Joel put it in the minutes from our meeting was I'm going to resurrect it. It's kind of fallen away on the wayside. And it's very important for those new licensees to be able to use their radios when they get them. And that was certainly a way for them to do so. So so I got to thinking, we need to resurrect that and get it going again. And I know we had a successful roundtable a few times when I did take control of the situation there, and I know you expressed that went much better. So I remembered that, Glenn, and so that's what we're doing for that. Other than that, I thought it might hear. You might have Jim on here. W2. Excuse me. I'll think of it. My goodness. W2. JTC, Jim, on here this morning. He was at the board meeting, or at the meeting last night. I was hoping he'd be on this morning. But, you know, people got lives, you know. That's it. I'm glad you get out on the HF radio. Your signal seems to be a little bit down for Glenn. Normally, you're booming, but I don't know. You said you didn't know how well the radio was working, but might need to be tuned or something. I don't know.
might be just the conditions, but from your standpoint, from where you are, normally you're booming right in here.
So anyway, I'll
close my mouth here for a little bit, and we'll listen for check-ins and pass it on over to W3LSW in the group. Go ahead.
Well, I am whispering and through our P-Power, so that might make a difference. Anyway, I was wondering if you had talked to Harold also. I just got a hold of him, and I asked her about the Ranger 2. That covers 160 to 56 meters, so that's a good little radio. It covers all the bands. It's not on the regular Ranger. Anyway, that and did you pick up any the Braille testing, the test for Braille test in preparation for the coming VE? Back to you, W3LSW.
Boy, Glenn, you're way down in the mud that time. I don't know what's going on. Something's not right with your 80-meter arrangement there, because normally I can hear you better than I am now. That was mostly down in the mud on that last transmission. I could only hear bits and pieces. I think I heard you ask about Harold. Harold and Mary Ann Schomburg, they are still on vacation down in Florida with their cancer, and they hope to be back in April. So that's the scoop there. Let's see. Other than that, I couldn't catch much. I don't know, you might want to check some tuning on there. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure you could figure it out. It could be just the conditions, the direction of your antenna. I don't know. What the heck? But I would expect that you would be just as good as Belinda's signal, and if not better. But this morning, it's just not there for me here in Danville. Rick, if you're still listening, how are you receiving, Glenn? Oh, I think Rick's gone. So I can't tell. Try it again, Glenn. If you want to try a little tuning there, give it a try again, and we'll see if I can hear you a little bit better. Go ahead.
Yeah, I asked about the Braille read test in Braille. I'm wondering if you had checked into that and got them available for the read testing. And the Ranger, I was talking about it as a Ranger 2. I wonder if you'd ask him about him. So, that, and back to you, W3LSW.
Okay, I heard parts better. You were talking about Rick. Boy, it's very hard for me to hear you. Unfortunately, I don't know what's going on. Maybe we'll jump on the repeater, okay, when we get done here. We haven't had any more check-ins, so I might end the net a little bit earlier and then give you a shout on the repeater where I can hear you better. If that's okay. Is that okay, Glenn? Let's do that after we end the net. Okay. All right then. I'll give you a shout on the repeater system here shortly. Okay, this is KC2YTD looking for any check-ins. You kept saying that pre-check-in so much you can't say anything else. For the Cook Lake Amateur Radio weekday roundtable net. And anybody and everybody, everybody's welcome to join in here. I don't know what's going on with everybody else this morning. Everybody's busy doing something. That happens on occasion. And hope to get more people on board, more consistent eventually, for sure. And it was certainly welcome to hear your voice on here, Glenn, for sure. And I hope you get to feeling better, and so you can travel.
So anyway,
this is KC2YGD, Gary, my name's Gary, and net control this morning for the Google Lake Amateur Radio Association, looking for any more check-ins, just to see if we got anybody out there that would like to check in. I'll pause for a second here.
Not hearing anybody.
Yep. Rick had his appointment, so he was a short timer, and I don't know where Belinda is, and I don't know where Jim is. They usually are on in the mornings, but that's happened. It's happened. And our net is getting older. We started it in at the end of December, January, I think it was, and finally got this home frequency here that sounds pretty good for everybody, so we'll just hopefully, Glenn, that we can work out something with that, with your 80 meter phone there, and get that working a little better in the morning. It just could be playing Jane. You might just be going over the top of it. It might be too long or something, who knows. I don't know, but I recall the last time you were on, I could understand you pretty darn good. But like I said, I'll give you a call on the repeater system here in a few minutes. Standing by for any check-ins. Anybody interested in just saying hello? That's fine. Standing by for any check-ins. Glenn, give it another try. Well, I think you signed off. I'm sorry. That's right, you did. You did say 73. That's right. Sorry.
One more cup of coffee, I think, and I might be normal.
Well, that's, my wife would beg to differ. But,
yeah, I think we're going to call her a short net this morning
because we don't have that many check-ins now. It's me talking to myself and whoever else is just listening out there, checking out our net and such. So we'll have to maybe call it quits for today, for now, and hopefully tomorrow morning will be better.
It's, yesterday we had like 6, 7, 8 people there, yesterday I think there was, and we'll just have to see how it goes. KC2YGD standing by for any more check-ins, and if I don't get any more in a few minutes here, I'll call the end of the net. So, standing by for any check-ins. Nobody's checking in here, so I think I'm going to call it quits for today, and to those that are listening, we'll be back on tomorrow morning.
Free check-ins are 8:45 in the morning, and we check her off at 9 a.m. each weekday morning. For the Cuba Lake Amateur Radio Association, I'm going to return this frequency to normal amateur radio use. And again, this is KC2YGD. Find me on QRZ. Drop me an email if you have any questions. And we'll say 73. KC2YGD, clear. Going this and that away. And I think that the nation is solid, and she's important, and she's valuable.
time with him, and
I have a root canal done, and putting a crown on that tooth, and
the tooth appears to have cracked. No pain, but I got to have a piece of tooth. Put a piece of tooth out last night. So I want to let them know before they got the crown made that they may have to change it. So I called this morning. Now I'm waiting to call back to see what's going to happen. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess there's no way, no kind of pain unless if it's in the teeth there, for sure. Kind of slept late this morning, and so I'm a few minutes late getting started here, finally got the thing going, and the first check-in. I have heard nobody this morning up till you came on that. You want to put out a call to Harry and see if we can raise anybody?
Okay, I can do that. This is number three, Boss Mike Oscar. It's Harry in Eastern PA. He's a back off of the airboard rod. There we go. Harry in Eastern PA, we're looking for early check-ins for the Saturn Net, Eastern Territory Net. All things are welcome. Don't even be a member. Please call now. This is the Salvation Army's team of Emergency Radio Network Net. This is the Eastern Territory Net, which meets on this frequency on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. We're taking early check-ins. If anyone would like to get a list of early check-ins, please call. Okay, I'm hearing somebody off the side, but no response back to that control. Entry up.
Okay, thanks very much, Harry. Well, at times I got a 9 noise level, then it drops right off to nothing. I don't know what that is, but at times I get that 9 noise level. But anyway, it's a poor frequency today. When that noise is not in there, it sounds really great. K2QMU, Saturn Net Control. We're looking for check-in for the Salvation Army Team, Emergency Radio Network Net. The purpose of this net is to establish a pool of trained operators for emergency communication that will benefit the Salvation Army's disaster response. Your net control today is Kilo 2 Quebec Mike Uniform. I am located 30 miles northeast of Albany, New York. This is a directed net. All communications go through the net control station. So please come with your call sign for a comment session at 9:30 this morning. Please come now. K2QMU. You're looking for check-in. Check-in for the Saturn Network. Please come. K2QMU, taking check-ins, check-ins for the Saturn network. Please come now with your call sign.
November Golf 1 Yankee.
November 1 Golf Yankee. Good morning. You're going to be here for net.
I'll be here at November Golf. Let's get that right. Okay, 1 Yankee. Think of it this way. Now Grace is number 1 Yankee. Are you there?
I can barely hear you this morning. It's unbelievable.
Oh, really? I'm hearing you very well. That's kind of strange.
Well, I've got this crazy interference of some kind coming in here on 9 over most of the time. So that probably is doing most of it, Jim.
Yeah, my noise level is S3 or lower.
Well, when it's not there, which is very seldom, there's almost no noise in here whatsoever. But right now, it comes up and it stays in there for a couple of minutes and then drops back out.
Well, Roger on that. That's not good. Not good. Well, I had that yesterday, actually, on 3912. It was just for a while, and then it was gone.
Yeah, well, I wish it was done here, because it sounds like it's going to be a nice day. 40 degrees right here now, and going up into the, 32 degrees in here now, and going up to 45. So, sounds pretty good here. Thanks for checking in, Jim. K2QMU, looking for check-in. Check-in for the Saturn Network.
You're like me, you keep forgetting it's November Golf, 1 Yankee. But anyway, we'll easily forgive you for that. And see if I can get your call sign right as K2QMU, Tom, in, let's see, in New York. But where is it? It's Johnsonville, right. Okay. CQ on behalf of the Saturn Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network. This is Jim, Juliet, India Mike, acting as relay from Hebron, New Hampshire. CQ, CQ, NG1Y, standing by. CQ, 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 looking for additional check-ins for the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network. NG1Y Relay, standing by for your call. It's very quiet. No one calling, Tom. Back to you. K2QMU, NG1Y.
Okay. Thank you, Jim, for the correction on the call sign. I don't know why I do that, but anyway, I guess it's the old age. Harry, you want to put out a call before we start? November 3, Foxtrot Mike Oscar, K2QMU.
Okay, this is November 3, Foxtrot Mike Oscar, and we're doing, I guess it looks like we're doing general check-ins for the Saturn Net. Now, all stations are welcome. Please call now. N3 FMO. November 3, Fox Mike Oscar, Aaron Eastern PA, and we're looking for check-ins for the Salvation Army's Team Emergency Radio Network Net. No need to be a member, all states are welcome. Please call. Now, I got no response either. Back to net control, N3 FMO.
Okay, let me read the preamble and see if we can rattle anybody out there. CQ to Saturn Net, CQ to Saturn Net, the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network Net. This net meets every Thursday morning beginning at 9:15 and taking check-ins. And at 9:30 we do a comment session, which is where we're about to start. The purpose of this process, that is to establish a pool of trained operators for emergency communication that will benefit the Salvation Army's disaster response. Your net control for today is Kilo 2 Quebec Mike Uniform, and my name is Tom, and I'm located 30 miles northeast of Albany, New York. This is the directed net. All communications go through the net control station. This net will now stand by for any emergency, priority, or time value traffic. This net will now stand by for any mobile or QRP stations, with or without traffic. More stations are hearing us. The network control will now stand by for general check-in. Please use full call signs. The use of FedEx is strongly encouraged. If you have traffic for the net, just say the word traffic, and I will get your traffic when it's dialing in your check-in. Check-ins, please come. Anyone, any relays for check-ins? I've got that 9 noise level again. No, nothing heard. This is K2QMU. I am located 30 miles northeast of Albany, New York. We're outside. It is heavily overcast. In the 30s, and we're going to get up in the 40s today, which is not too bad for March. Although it sounds a little chilly, it's not bad for this time of year, for sure. By now, everybody has turned their clocks ahead and have realized that their time is wrong and all that kind of stuff. Boy, we had a bad turnout at church this year, this Sunday. Everybody forgot the clocks, I guess. But anyway, nothing else to really report here, but thanks for checking in, the two of you. Appreciate it. Next, November 3, Foxtrot Mike Oscar. Come on and give us some comments, Harry.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. This is November 3, Fox Mike Oscar. And here in eastern PA, it's currently 45 degrees and winds are calm. And it looks like a decent day out there anyway. I just got off the phone with the gal at the dentist's office. She said no need to see me right away. They can handle it later. So we're good there. Not much else going on. I do have to pull my linear offline and look at it. Seems to be okay on 80, but it's not quite tuning right on 20 meters. And I've been getting complaints that I'm wide when I'm on the net, so on the 20-meter net. So need to pull it down and look at that. And it doesn't seem to tune right, so I need to check that out. That's about all that's going on here. Back to net. N3FMO.
Well, I'll tell you, Harry, propagation must be pretty good because you're 9-plus today. Just rocking over a 9 there. Sounds great. Thanks, Harry, for your comments, and hope it is a good day. November Golf 1 Yankee. Jim, I got it right. K2QMU, over to you. Give us some comments.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's 31 here, 31 going up to probably 40 or 41 or so. Still have snow on the ground here, but it's going quickly. And I spent part of every day for the last week and a half, except for on Sunday, but part of every day I spent working on my best antenna that has detached from the top of my tallest tree, fallen down, gotten caught in the top of the next tree over. That's about 40 feet shorter. but from where it was attached, it really only fell about 25 feet, still up about 55 or 60 on that end, and then drops down, then goes back up on the other side of the swamp to about 50 feet. That's this antenna, the infed half wave that I'm using, which is just as good as it was when it was 25 feet higher on the one end.
So I don't get it.
It's a magic antenna is what I'd have to say. But my biggest concern is that I need to be able to get it all down at some point, and because at some point we're probably going to be moving out of this location. And I don't like to leave a lot of stuff in the trees, if you know what I mean, for the next customer, as it were. Anyway, all is well. We're well here watching the developments, however. Looking to the Lord to provide the way forward each step of the way for all of us. So it's good hearing Harry, too, and you, Tom, at S9 plus 10 or better. So back to you. K2QMU in the group, NG1Y.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jim. Yeah, you you came way up 9 plus to me, for sure. Are you planning on moving in the immediate area, or gonna go south or something?
South, but not very far, 1 hour. So it's not worked out by any means, but it's just a plan under development, you might say. It's to a facility that has long-term care if we should need it or when we need it. Biggest issue is radio, and emergency radio is a part of that, but yeah, it's going to take some convincing, I would say, to get the management of the facility on board here. So at some point we'll be there, and we'll be doing a remote call here into the Saturnet from there, just to sort of underscore the capabilities of radio, if you know what I mean. That'll happen at some point. It won't be that far off, actually. Maybe a month or
less. I don't know yet.
So that's an update there. Thanks, Tom. K2QMU in the group, NG1Y.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much, Jim, for those comments. Everybody's asking me if I'm going to move from here. Since my wife died the 16th of January, and I keep telling them, no, 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 I'm not moving. I'm staying right where I am. At least for now, as long as I can manage for myself, I'm staying here. Still got both cars and all that kind of stuff. The truck now will last a lot longer because I can motor with the car around the city. So anyway, that's where that stands as far as I'm concerned and the moving. And I've got to do some antenna work too. My 160 antenna has been out all winter. The SWR and that thing is so bad, it's unbelievable. I can't even get on it. I can listen on it, but I can't get on it because I'm afraid I'm going to blow the finals in the radio. So anyway, I've got to get out there and do something with that 160 antenna. But it seems like everything takes priority. Yesterday I had to go out and do some other things. And believe it or not, they canceled our Hamfest for this Saturday because of the virus. I got an email yesterday saying that they were gonna cancel the Ham Fest and, with Saratoga, and it was not going to happen. So anyway, the country is in turmoil over this, and they're saying if you are in decent health, and nine times out of ten, it's not going to even be more than a flu for you. But it's hitting all the older people, and that frightens me just a little bit. But anyway, we're fine here. Harry, any further comments? K2QMU, looking for Andrea FMO, K2QMU.
Yeah, okay. Well, the only other thing I had was, first of all, I wanted to tell NC1 Yankee that he's also 10 or 20 renowned here. Good signal. And, yeah, my wife just came down before she left for her exercise class that we were scheduled to take a, this is a long story, we were scheduled to take a Viking cruise from Barcelona to Rome in January. They emailed us to ask if we'd be willing to delay. They'd upgrade our cabin and give us some money back if we agreed to go later. And we say, yeah, sure, we'll do that. So Pat was getting a little antsy about it, so she called and tried to reschedule for later. Now we just got an email, I guess, that they suspended all cruises until I think October, I don't know. So anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm sure we'll work it out. So, and also I heard in the news this morning that the NBA suspended all their games for the rest of the season. So it's finally starting to take it seriously. It's not like everybody gets it's going to die, but it's certainly, serious, especially for population as prior medical condition. So it is something to be concerned about, so we have to see what happens. Okay, that's all I got. Back to net control and 3FMO.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Harry. If you heard the president last night, he suspended all travel between Europe and the United States for 30 days. No travel whatsoever between Europe and the United States for 30 days. So, and the Democrats are putting up a thing to do about that. And so he came back and he amended some of it and said, if you're an American and you're in Europe now, that you could be tested and brought home. That was no big problem for him. But anyway, it has really given United States a scare, I'll tell you that. Yeah, any further comments before we close it? Let's look and see if we got any more stations that joined us. K2QMU, looking for late Mr. Visitors to the Eastern Territorial Center Net. Nothing heard. It is very quiet. I can't believe that all of us are coming nine over to each other and nobody else is hearing us. Can't believe that. Anyway, any further comments from you, Jim?
I guess not. Just said we need to be wiser than normal at our age and minimize the the social contacts to those that are really important. Had a friend from Germany I used to work with for years. It just, I generally called him once a year, but then for a year or two we didn't talk, and then last year I did talk with him. He called me about 20 minutes ago, and I couldn't talk because I wanted to be here on the net, but I guess the German nation is pretty much shut down, nearly as much as Italy, you know? Anyway, all for now, though, from here in Hebron, New Hampshire. So, back to you, Tom. K2QMU in the Saturn, Eastern Territorial Saturn Network, K2QMU and G1Y.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much, Jim, for joining us. Appreciate you that every Thursday morning. Really do appreciate that. Harry, any further comments on 3FMO, K2QMU?
No, I don't think so. I think we pretty well covered everything. You can go ahead and close. Then 3FMO.
Okay. One more time, I'll see if anybody joined us, and I'll close the net down for the morning. This is K2QMU looking for late Mr. Visitors to our Saturn Eastern Territorial Net. Please come now. Nothing heard, and at the moment it was almost on zero for noise level, so if anybody was there, I would have heard them. Thanks very much, Harry, for joining us, and also Jim, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll look forward to meeting together here next Thursday. And don't forget the National Territorial Net, which is 14265, or if it's busy, 14312. If you can check into that net, I'm sure all would appreciate that. I don't know who's at control is today. They're changing that all the time because it was Gale for a while. Now I don't know who's got it. I have not been a stern follower of the National Net because of all the things that's been going on with me. But I am net control for Friday. That much I know and that much I get into. This week I've been checking in short time, most of the time. All right. Thanks very much, guys, for checking in. And at this point, we're going to close this. This is K2QMU, Saturn Net Control for the Eastern Territory. I'm now securing this net and returning this frequency to regular amateur use. K2QMU. Have a good night, a good day, guys.
Thank you, Tom. Next week, if I can check in, it'll be from Vermont. We're going to be there a few days, I'll try to check in, though, from Vermont, remotely here through my rig here. We'll see how it goes. Thank you, Tom, and to see you. Is it CMQ? N2Q. QMU. NG1Y, clear.
You make me feel good, Jim, because when I messed up your call, you messed up mine. So you make me feel good. Thanks very much. At least we're all human.
On the same page, you might say, right?
Yeah, that's right.
One step on this side and one step on the other.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. For now then, NG1Y clear.
Okay, NG1Y K2KMU. Thank you. Have a great day. Barry, are you still with us? N3FMO. Have a good day. K2QMU.
Yep, everybody have a good day. N3FMO is clear.
Maybe it'll warm up a little bit. Maybe we'll start getting spring weather here, I hope. The only way I look at it, it could say spring on the calendar, but you look out the window, still snow on the ground. I consider it still winter. The only way I like it, when you look out the door, everything is nice and green. Spring, the flowers are blooming, the birds are chirping, and that's when it's spring. But the way the time has changed around here now, and I don't know. It seems to be backwards. And talk about time change. I would say leave time alone instead of change of fall back, spring ahead. They ought to just leave it on one time zone and keep it there. I know Florida was talking about they wanted to do it, keep it on one time, but I don't know if they let them do it or not, but I know they were talking about it. And other states and everything are staying on the same time zone. It don't make a difference to me. When I was working, you know, I got home I punched in at 7 o'clock and it was still dark when I got to work, and it was a little light when I got home. Hey, now I'm retired. It don't make a difference if it's night or day to me anymore.
Morning.
And let's see, what else did I want? I wanted to comment on something else too, but it slipped my mind.
It'll come back to me. All right, let's see what Tom's up there, what he's up to there in New York. Oh boy. I'll get it. Hold on, Tom. KB3EMQ from N3AK. No, I screwed it up there, too. Here it comes, Tom. KB.
Okay, nice to see you the first time. After a long time, I am looking on the logs. February 17, last USO with you, so 3 years ago. Nice to see you, Wes, okay? Okay, ciao, ciao, Wes. Appreciate your call. Thank you. India Kilo 4, Golf Radio Oscar.
Victoria, Ocean 1, Sierra Lima Papa.
Victoria Ocean 1, Sierra Lima Papa. Sam, 5x7, 57, Sam, over.
Okay, 100% clear. Nice to talk to you again, Mr. Lisa. Sounding great in Newfoundland today. You're about a 5'9. A 5'9 there, Laura, over.
Sam for 5'9, Newfoundland, Sam. Name is Lauro, Lima Alpha, United Radio Ocean. A pleasure meeting you again, Sam. Over.
Okay, Lauro, no problem, my friend. Thank you very much for coming back to my station here. Always nice to speak with you. Please give your family our best from Canada. 7-3, good luck.
Okay, 7-3, ciao, ciao, Sam. A pleasure talking with you. Thanks for your call from Canada. Kilo Charlie 2, Ocean Zulu November, 5 and 9, 59, Dennis, over. Yes, okay, 10 for 5-9, Long Island, New York, Dennis. Everything's on my QTH is okay. On this particular QTH, for the moment, we have not problem. Okay, Dennis, Kilo Charlie 2, Ocean Zulu November, IK4-0. Appreciate the contact, Dennis. KC2 Ocean Zulu November, IK40. Ciao, Dennis. Thank you. K2 QMU. To do QSY, if a net will start, if it's starting a net, no problem, okay? Good luck with your net, Tom, okay? You're 55, 5x7, Tom, 5 and 5, 5x7. Okay, have a lot of fun with the net. I do QRT for the moment. I have something to do, okay? I will move outside anyway. I was doing QRT anyway, no problem. 7-3 Tom, Kilo 2 Quebec, Mexico Uniform, IK4-0, QSL Tom. Great day also for your time. Radio Oscar. Now, off and clear. Bye-bye, Tom. Thank you. Okay, not a problem. It's a pleasure. Bye-bye, Tom. Thank you.
Vorgelesen hast, das habe ich auch nicht gekannt. Ich kannte bloß die erste bekannte Passage, ne? Das ist ja auch das Wichtigste. Okay, also, tschüss, Freddy. Alles Gute und nochmal vielen Dank. Delta Lima 8, Mike X-Ray. Tschüss und schönen Tag noch.
To Lima Sugar. Good morning, you're 5x9. Thank you, Larry. Good luck. Sugar 5400 Japan. You are good.
Oscar Kilo 7 Whiskey Alpha, Whiskey Alpha.
UA3 Delta Queen India, you're 5x9. Thank you, Richard. Good luck. 73. This is Sugar 5400 Japan. You are good.
Oscar Kilo 7
Whiskey Alpha. Tango, lepo zdrav, Soroške, PDVC. Ja, lepo zdrav, drugač pa SPT na Čarli, Kilo pa Ivo. Kaj bo živio?
Ja,
9 Alfa, lepo
zdrav. Ja, ki var 9 Alfa,
9 Alfa. 9 Alfa, dobar dan, P9.
Dobar dan, hvala lijepo, P9, lepo zdrav, 7-3.
7-3, good luck. Sugar 5-4-0-0, Japan, ki var zet? Alfa, Alfa, Whiskey? Okay, Radio 4, Alpha, Alpha, Whiskey, you're 5x9. Good luck, if you have it.
Oscar 2, 7, Whiskey, Alpha.
2 Echo 0, Mike November Gold, you're 5x9.
2 Echo 0, Mike November Jerry, you're 5x9.
Thank you, good luck. Sugar 5-4-0-0, Japan, you have it.
Oscar 2, 7, Whiskey, Alpha.
4 Echo United, Mike, you're 5x9. Good luck, QRZ.
Oscar Kilo 7 Whiskey Alpha.
51 Bravo Lima Tango, you're 5x9. Good luck, QRZ.
Oscar Kilo 7 Whiskey.
Uniform, uniform.
Oscar Kilo 7 Whiskey Alpha.
No, 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 no. Uniform, uniform again. Sorry, stage with uniform, uniform only. Go, freeze again. Uniform, uniform, are you here? Very negative copy. You are there, Sugar 5400 Japan. Sugar Mike 3 India, Quebec, November, you're 5x9. Good luck, you are there. Sugar 5400 Sugar 5400 Japan. Kilo what?
Oscar Kilo 7 Whiskey Alpha.
This is Alpha.
Oscar Kilo 7 Whiskey Alpha.
I get Whiskey Alpha.
Oscar Kilo Ontario Kilowatt 7 Whiskey Alpha.
Negative, negative. I have Whiskey Alpha again.
Oscar Kilo, Czech Republic, Czech Republic. Oscar Kilo 7 Whiskey Alpha.
Is it Foxtrot?
Oscar Kilo 7 Whiskey Alpha.
I have zero Charlie Whiskey Alpha. What is your prefix?
Oscar Kilo Ontario Kilowatt.
Kilo at zero Charlie Whiskey Alpha.
Ontario Kilowatt 7 Whiskey Alpha.
Delta Kilowatt 7 Whiskey Alpha.
Okay, it's correct.
Okay, Delta Kilowatt 7 Whiskey Alpha, you're 5x9?
No, Oscar Kilo, Ontario.
Okay, thank you, good luck. Sugar 5400 Japan, QRZ.
Radio Zulu 3, Delta November, you're 5x9.
Good luck, Sugar 5400 Japan, QRZ. Hotel India 7, Mike, you're 5x9. Good luck, Sugar 5400 Juliet, QRZ. Say it to Tango, good morning, you're 59, good. Thank you, good luck, QRZ.
W1 Charlie United, you're 5x9.
Thank you, good luck, Sugar 5400 Japan, QRZ. Sugar 5400 Juliet, QRZ. Hello, 20, CQ, CQ 20, calling Sugar 5400 Japan. This is Sugar 5400 Juliet.
Santiago 5400 Juliet, QRZ.
Sugar 5400 Japan. This is Sugar 5400 Juliet, QRZ.
Again, this is Red Deal Whiskey 1 Alpha. Radio Whiskey 1 Alpha. Radio Whiskey 1 America. Over.
Playing guitar.
Very nice to see. I have learned it. All
also some years ago. But today it's not so good for my fingers. My fingers are not so good for guitar playing. Therefore, I must look to my guitar at the wall. The guitar is hanging at the wall, and nearly never I play again because my fingers are too old for playing on the side of the guitar. But you have a lot of awards. And, electrical guitars and mechanical guitars, too. Woodwork. Yes, I like it to see. Very nice to see. Yes, and this continent, my ancestors are traveling to this continent. It's the 19th century. You can see our trip to United States in 2017. And we made the trip from Florida till to Canada and visited the relatives, the descendants of the early emigrants who left Germany for Wisconsin to near Milwaukee, near Sheboygan, at the beach of the Michigan Lake. Yes, there you are in Michigan. Yes, Michigan is a neighbor state of Wisconsin. Brighton, where is Brighton in Michigan? Randy, Whiskey Bravo 8, Delta Delta Victor, EK1PP listening, over.
Why you say for us? Triple Zero Massachusetts. Good luck to you and your family. See you later.
Америка 3 киловатт виски. Киловатт 3 GPN виски question mark. QSL Jerry, your 5-5-9-59. My name is Jerry. Good luck. United America 3 киловатт виски, US 3 киловатт виски. Киловатт вам, Чарли Лима, Чарли, good one, Q5 by 7, name is Blood, over. Чарли, QSL, Jim, my thank you, 5-7, good luck, see you later. И киловатт Америка, United America 3, киловатт.
Whiskey Charlie, Texas.
Whiskey Alpha 5, Florida, Whiskey Charlie.
QSL 5959 WA5FWC, Texas, near Dallas. Over.
Thank you, buddy. Good morning.
Morning. QSL 5959, great signal. Great signal, over.
Yeah, Roger, buddy. Thank you so much for the night.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Good luck.
India Unicorn 3 Echo India Yankee. India Unicorn 3 Echo India
Yankee.
So you are 59 anyway. Brett, how can I pay me over? Sugar 59 Alpha Tango. My handle is Sly SLY, which is short name about the Sylvester. And the location, Northeast Slovenia, city name Maribor. And you are 59 with me, Brad. QSL?
Frequency again. So
till less time. You're not very clear on the frequency. I'm exactly 208. You're a little bit in plus. But anyway, you're 59, don't worry. 5x9, Merton. I'll copy. Over. Thank you, Merton. 7-3. Take care and stay healthy. Sugar 5-9. Alpha, Tango. Calling state and standing by. Over. Sugar 5-9, Alpha Tango, calling from Slovenia. Sugar 3, come again. Oh my God, this Q is bacon, Q or Mick is too heavy today. I don't know what's going on. Let me hear again. Kilo Charlie 3. Question mark. Go ahead. That is not negative. Negative. It's very difficult for copy. Kilo Charlie 3. Question mark. Let me hear again, and then I put some other. Kilo Charlie 3. Question mark. Go ahead. So sorry, sir. It is 2 weak signal and too heavy QS Baker on my side. I'm so sorry. Let me hear some other. Sugar 5-9, Alpha Tango. Sugar 5-9, Alpha Tango, calling state and standing by. Over. Sugar 5-9, Alpha Tango, calling stateside and standing by. Over.
36 Juliet, light box cut.
Sugar 5-9.
Mexico is too heavy today. I don't know what's going on in the air. So let me hear again something. Tango, tango. Let me hear again with your call. Come again. Signal, 2 week signal. I got Cure Mexico till 9 right now. Cure Mexico is too heavy. Let me stay QRT a little bit. I coming back for about 5 minutes and let me try again. I'm so sorry. Please, Ocean Queen. Repeat again, slowly repeat. I got QR Mexico till 9, and you are a little bit over. So, Sugar 59, Alpha Tango calling and listening, over. Yeah, but I didn't catch correctly your call. Ocean November 2 or something. I did catch correct. Can you repeat, please? WA8, Ocean Mexico, is that correct? Copy, just Oscar November Mike. Just Oscar November Mike. And what's for beginning? Can you repeat your call, please, patient? I apologize. I got big trouble here with the copy today. I'm not sure what's going on exactly. But let me hear your call again, please. Let me patient, okay?
Very, very
Big QR Mexico and Big QR Q's Baker.
So you are 59 with me. Plus.
So how copy me, over? Sugar 59 Alpha Tango Endless Fly, location northeast Slovenia, not so far away from Austrian border. You are 59 with me, 59. Go ahead. Information, just give me your handle. What is your nickname? Thank you, Randall. Thank you for stopping by. So wish you all the best. And 73 from Slovenia. N1 KRB Sugar 59 Alpha Tango. Bye from Slovenia. Any other, Sugar 59 Alpha Tango, looking for a state and standing by. Randolph, good morning, Wyoming. Whiskey 7 Tango Japan, Sugar 59 Alpha Tango, 59 for you. How copy, over.
Sugar 59 Alpha Tango calling and listening, over. Any other state, Sugar 59 Alpha Tango calling and listening, over. Is Whiskey Baker 3, come again.
Any other opportunity to set up a
573 from Slovenia. 81X and a Sugar 59 Alpha Tango. Bye for now. Ciao, 73 in the other state. Sugar 59 Alpha Tango calling and listening. Over.
Very clear. clear signal, 9 plus, very good. I had some noise earlier, but got rid of that, so we're all good. Got the 991 Alpha with the MD100 microphone. That's going into the Amatron ALS1306 solid state.
Running about half power, about 550 watts.
Into the Fishcraft A4S. Pointing in one direction, like I said. Back to you, Gary, 80PE7UHF.
Two teams, yours out there, one of yours in Columbus, they're going to be playing, but they're not allowing anybody into the stadium. Can you believe that? They're going to be, nope, it's not open to the public, both San Jose and Columbus.
Well, I don't know. How's his team going to make revenue if they can't bring fans in?
I guess they're just going to write it off. Somehow the owners figured out they could probably make money. I don't know. I'm not a tax expert, but they're just going to write that off and save some money on taxes. But and they're not doing that just one game. But sometime today or tomorrow, everyone, the league, the NHL, is going to make a decision whether to suspend the season or just cancel it.
Well,
yeah, NHL.
Yeah.
Not here for long.
Hockey, mixed basketball. Hockey, absolutely. I don't know, Mike. We'll see what happens. But it's like the March Madness for college basketball. Supposedly, they're going to play it, but they're not going to have any fans.
Morning, Bobby.
Well, I heard he suspended in the NBA, but I heard recently that this morning that they were going to play college ball, but they were just not going to have fans. Has that changed? I know that the... they've taken a big chunk of mine away already. I hate to think about how many thousands I have lost. Oh, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to go hide under a rock and hopefully that they can turn around. Well, yeah, you could, but then Uncle Sam will have their greedy hands out. They want all the profit. Either that or put it all in bonds, I guess. I could have done that.
pretty lousy this morning in and out. N6JS.
Hey, WATR, man. I'm not doing too bad. Kind of a dreary day out here, but... Let me see if we're turned down over here. Yeah, we're turned down.
You're probably S2 also there, Bobby. S2, S3. Not very loud, the fan. Yeah.
You're about 5 over out here, Bob.
Wow.
And not making sense, but that's just the way it is, Bob.
There's Ron. Ron's here.
Hey, Starlink. Okay, dear. Not right now, but I'll get it. We'll get it, okay, darling? All right,
darling.
All right. Yeah, I know. My box is tripping.
Den Preis runtergemacht, um den Putin zu ärgern. Und das trifft natürlich auch die Kanadier. Ne?
No, Amerika, this is Hotel Babanai, Hotel
Bravo. This is Hotel Babanai, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Babanai, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Biming Nord America.
QRZ, QRZ, this is Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. QRZ?
CQ calling CQ, CQ calling CQ.
This is Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. HB9, HBY. QRZ?
CQ Nord America, CQ Nord America.
This is Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Calling CQ.
CQ calling CQ, CQ calling CQ.
This is Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Calling CQ.
Calling CQ, CQ, calling CQ. This is Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Beaming Nord America.
Beaming Nord America, Beaming Nord America. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Beaming Nord America.
Nord America, Beaming Nord America, Beaming Nord America.
This is Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee.
It's B9, it's BY. Beaming Nord America.
CQ calling CQ, CQ calling CQ, CQ calling CQ, CQ Dix, CQ Dix.
Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. QRZ?
Again, again?
Kilowatt 2, Japan, Mike Yankee 55. America. Thank you, North America. Thank you, North America. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Thank you, North America. Okay, Kilowatt 2, Japan, Mike Yankee. Thank you, 5-7. Yes, okay, okay, QSL. Thank you for the 5-9. My name is Loic. Lima, Oscar, India, Charlie, Kilo, Loic. Back to you. Kilowatt 2, Juliet, Mike, Donkey, Yankee. This is Hotel Bravo 9, Hotel Bravo Yankee. Thanks for contact, my friends, in Best
73.
I'd even cancel all the train trips and whatnot, but
getting a refund is difficult unless, of course, it's a definite warning to go any place, like there is into America, for example. You cannot go anyway, so you might get a refund there. But no problem. Weather-wise here today, we had a rainy morning. More rain today, a heavy shower in the morning, but then it cleared up, and we do have some sunshine also. The temperature is about 52 degrees. 52 degrees, so not too bad, but quite windy. A strong westerly wind is blowing, but generally speaking, a nice dry day here, and it's quite pleasant to be out in the sun. If you are out of the wind, then of course the new sunshine, which we haven't had for quite some time, is very pleasant here. It's okay on Walt, having warmer temperature, warmer weather there also, so I'm sure, Walt, that you will be trying to put up that beam up to its planned final height. I have not heard from Christian, but Christian probably will also have some news on his new tower there. Okay, Joe, I'll turn it back to you. Don't know if Walt is copying me well enough, so for the sake of safety, I'll turn it back to you first.
Alpha Charlie, Victor Alpha, Alpha.
For the group, DJ 408, over.
Let's see if Paul was able to copy some of that. Probably a Q4. You do drop down from a 7 to a 5, which is the noise level. So, maybe down.
WLD. Good morning to you, Bill. Your turn, W5OT.
Bill. Mighty fine. Yeah, good signal as always. Normally you and I always have a pretty good path. So good to hear you, and glad you got your hair cut. We were getting concerned about that, Bill. So, all right, let's see. I have to do that occasionally myself, like every couple of weeks. Just, I have it. I got into it a long time ago, I guess. I can't break it. I don't like long hair. All right, let's go to Troy, K5OH, there in Lawton, America. K5OH, Troy, your turn, W5OT.
For a minute, but anyway, I'm copying you pretty good. Good morning, Dale, and rest of the net, I'm copying you on the SDR,
the Warrington, Virginia SDR, and that seems to do better for me than the Utah SDR. Anyway, it's 64 degrees here today. I'm going up to 82 today, so, and yeah, we got chance of showers, I think, this weekend are coming up. I know the band is a little bit noisy from all the static elsewhere. So, anyway, that's about it from here. Beautiful day here in Southwest Oklahoma.
So, back to you, Dale, W5OG, K5O Henry.
Okay, Troy, mighty fine. I just got word last evening. You know, I have a granddaughter that's going through basic training with the Oklahoma National Guard, and she's going through basic training right now at Fort Sill there at Lawton. Anyway, we got word last night that the graduation ceremonies had been canceled. I had planned on going up there. Carol and I were going to go up with the motorhome. And I was looking forward to that because it was out at that, I forget the name of that recreation area where they've got campsites and full hookups and things. But it's a part of the Fort Sill complex. And they're not allowing any visitors on the base, and the graduation ceremonies have been canceled because of the coronavirus. So that's very interesting. First encounter that we've had with a major cancellation. But my goodness, if they're going to actually cancel the NCAA, you know, the Final Four and March Madness and all that stuff, except for the, you know, no fans, they'll play before an empty gymnasium, I suppose. That's very interesting. It's revolutionary. To my recollection, I can't remember any time we've ever done it. This reaction, hopefully, is just over an abundance of caution. I don't know. I can't understand why it would be any more severe than a regular cold or a flu. But, you know, who knows? Anyway, that's my story for the morning, I suppose, there, Troy. And you reminded me because you're right there at Fort Sill. Let's see. Let's go to Jack. KM4CAX. Good morning, Jack. Your turn. W5OG.
Republic, November 1, Kilo Radio Bravo,
Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu, over.
Roger, Roger, and what's your name, sir? I got a report from New Hampshire. What is your name again, over? Roger, Randall, got it. Thank you very much for the info. I'm very pleased to meet you for the first time. 7-3, Randall. Have a nice day and good DXing. Nancy 1 Kilo Radio Bravo. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Bye bye, Randall. Oscar Kilo to Radio Zanzibar, DX. The Alpha Papa again, Alpha Papa, go ahead. Roger, KV8, Fox, Alpha Papa. Okay, to Radio Zanzibar, good morning. Thanks for the call, you're 5x6.
56, the conditions are rather unstable, RFQSB on all signals. You're 5x6, my name is Yiri.
Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy. How copy? Kilo Delta, Fox Alpha Papa, Oscar Kilo to Radio Zulu.
Roger, that's a nice report from Ohio, but what's your name again? I missed your name, sir. What's your name? Okay, Ron, QSL.
Thank you very much. Very pleased to make your acquaintance. That's our first contact. 7-3 is Ron. Good DXing, KD8, Fox Alpha Papa. Okay to Radio Zulu. Good luck, Ron.
7-3 is good morning. Ocean Kilowatt 2, Radio Zanzibar. W4 Juliet, Whiskey November. Okay, to Radio Zulu. Good afternoon, good morning to you. You're 5x7. My name is Yiri. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy. We are in Czech Republic. Whiskey 4, Juliet, Whiskey November. Okay, to Radio Zulu. Thanks for the nice report, but what's your name? Is it Jim?
Yeah, that's
your name,
Jim.
Okay, got it, J-I-M, Jim. Thank you very much for a nice report, and best 7-3s, and good accent to you, Jim. W4JWM, okay, to Radio Zanzibar. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Thank you, 7-3s. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu.
Whiskey 5, Hotel Victor Mobile. Hotel
November 3, November, Whiskey Victoria. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Good morning, thanks for the call. 5x7 for you. 57, the handle of this side is Yiri. Japan, India, Radio India. Juliet, Italy, Radio Italy. And we are in Czech Republic, Central Europe. November 3, November, Whiskey Victoria, Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Roger, Roger. Thank you very much, Matt, for the nice report. And very pleased to meet you. 73s, and good DXing, Matt, and 3NWV. Okay, to Radio Zulu. Bye bye. 73s, good morning. Oh, shot to. Radio Zulu.
Whiskey 5, Hotel Victor. Whiskey 5, Hotel Victoria.
The 9, Hotel Victoria, again, your call, please.
Whiskey 5, Hotel Victoria. Whiskey 5, Hotel Victoria, over.
Yeah, not very loud, and there is a spluttering signal very close to my frequency. The Hotel Victoria. What's your call again? The Hotel Victoria?
It's Whiskey 5. Whiskey 5. Whiskey 5, Hotel Victoria. Over.
I think it's Whiskey 5, Hotel Victoria. W5, Hotel Victoria. Good morning. Thanks for the call. You're 5x5 with some QSB, 55. My name is Yeti. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy. The name is Yeti. Is that Whiskey 5, Honolulu, Victoria? Is that a QSL? Okay, to Radio Zulu.
73.
I didn't quite get your call. The W5 Hotel Victoria. Do I have your call correct?
That's the call. You, Roger, Roger on the call. You have the call correct.
Yeah, I got the Roger, Roger. What is my report, please? What's my report, over? QSL, the 5 and 9. Well, you're going rapidly up and down with QSB. Very, very poor conditions right now. A lot of QSB. Thanks for the contact. I think your name is Bob. B-O-B. Thanks for the contact, Bob. 7-3. Catch you again. A little bit better conditions. W-5, Honolulu, Victoria in Texas. Oscar Kilo to Radio Zulu. Thank you, Bob. November 2, India, India from Kitchen. Hello. Good morning, Fred. It looks like that you're preparing your early morning breakfast remotely. Nice signal, but not definitely not very loud. The band conditions are very, very strange. M2II, okay, 2RZ. Sorry to hear about your XYL. Hopefully everything is getting better and she gets over very, very soon, Fred. I wish her, of course, the very best. And great to hear you. You're between S9 and S7. Picking S7 and dropping down to S9. Very, very unstable conditions. Very spotty conditions this afternoon. So, Fred, awfully sorry to hear about that problem, and wish you all the very best. And 2II, okay, 2RZ. Individual, but by your topic it looks like that, but it's definitely not true, and
and I hope I'm also not as rusty as when I'm saying okay to rusty zipper or even a rusted zipper. Okay, Fred, so again, the very, very best to you, your wife, and hopefully everything is getting better very, very soon. 7-3, and catch you again, buddy. Be well, my friend. And 2II, okay to Radio Zulu. Good morning. Thank you. Bye-bye, Fred. Oscar Kilo to Radio Zulu.
Oscar Kilo 2, Radio Zulu. This is Alpha Charlie 6. Alpha, AC6AA.
Well, AC6 Alpha Alpha. Hope you're still in Arizona, Joe. Good morning. Great signal. You really surprised me. You're S9 here. And it sounds like a West Coast, but it might be wrong. Conditions are very, very spotty. Well, some of the East Coast stations are very, very weak, and you're very loud here, Joe. 5 and 9, name is Yidi. Juliet, India, Radio India.
Japan, Italy, Radio Italy, Yuri.
Hope you will, my friend. AC6AA, okay, 2RZ.
Activity on the band from my standpoint over here, but you have a very good signal this morning, so I had to give you a report from Arizona. My name is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo, and I guess we worked before on June 29th of last year, 2019. Okay, 2RZ, AC6AA.
Yeah, absolutely right, Joe. Great to hear you're picking S9 very easily most of the time. You really surprised me. Fantastic signal. And I remember from the last QSO, your 3-element step IR at 50 feet is doing a great job for you, Joe. I'm running 1 kilowatt into a 5-element wire Yagi, 6-pointed to the southern part of U.S., and at the apex of the wires at about 60 feet, 60 feet up in the air, and the elements, the distance between the first and the last element is 50 foot. That's hanging on the catenary rope. Thanks for the nice report from Arizona. Greetings from Czech Republic, and be well, my friend. The very best to you there. And hopefully we all don't have much more problems with the kind of virus. Very dangerous. Everything seems to be started to be upside down here in all Europe, including my country. From today, there's a special info from the government, and everything seems to be very complicated with a lot of restrictions. So be well, Joe. Stay healthy. AC6AA, okay, 2RZ.
Okay, 2RZ, AC6AA. Very good, Jerry. Well, I guess you've changed your antenna. I have a note here from our last UFO. You had a rotatable dipole at 120 feet. Looks like you got the no problem with signals out this way, that's for sure. And, things are not looking too bright as far as the
AC6AA. Okay, to Radio Zanzibar. Good morning, Joe. Be well.
Yeah, 73. Good luck.
Who was
that, please?
Ontario Kilowatt 2, Radio Zanzibar.
Oscar Kilo to Radio Zulu, QRZ DX.
Kilo 6, Juliet Alpha Tango.
Who was that, please?
Juliet Alpha Tango.
Try it again. Is there any station number 5, the number 5 again? Oh, quite right. The station's ending
tango. I got something with tango.
Kilo 6, Japan, America, Tokyo.
It's Kilo 6, Japan, America, Tango, if I'm not wrong. Not very loud. Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. You're 5x5 with deep QSB. 5x5, 35 QSB. My name is Yuri. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy, Yuri. Hope that's you, Jim. Kilo 6, Japan, Alpha Tango, 5 and 5. Okay, 2 hours that.
Okay, roger, Yuri, roger. Yes, we've worked many times. It's not very good conditions at the moment. I think 20 meters is going away. Good to hear you in there. You are also 5x5 on the West Coast. Also 5x5 here. I just wanted to give you a shout to make sure you could hear me. And, yeah, there is some QSB. Your signal's pretty stable, though. Pretty stable at 5x5. So, anyway, good to hear you on the air. Okay, 2RZ36JAT.
Roger, Tim. K6, Japan, Alpha Tango, Ocean Kilo 2, Radio Zanzibar. Thank you very much for the report from California. Yeah, the band conditions are very, very spotty this afternoon. A lot of QSB on all signals. Running a kilowatt and 5-element via Yagi, but pointed not exactly to West Coast, more or less to the southern part of U.S. Thanks for the contact, Jim. Hope to hear again in a little bit better conditions. Good EX, K6JAT, okay to Radio Zulu. Thank you, good morning.
Roger, Yuri, good to hear you. We're operating also a kilowatt into a 4-element Yagi, so 73, all the best, and you take care. Best to you and yours. Okay, 2RZ, K6JAT, 73.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. Catch you again. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu.
Bravo 9, Yankee Mike. Is it Kilo? Bravo 9, Yankee Mike? Roger. Alpha Bravo 9, Yankee Mike. Alpha Bravo 9, Yankee Mike. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu.
Very good morning. Very pleased to meet you for the first time. Thanks for the call. You're 5x6, 56. Much QSB on you. 5 and 6. My name is Yuri. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy. Yuri from Czech Republic. Alpha Bravo 9, Yankee Mike. Oscar Kilo to Radio Zulu.